Hello, everyone. So I decided that the right thing for me to do is conclude the crime part of my life. We're going to do that right now. So let's end well. So that crime part of my life I wanted to tell you about. There was... a lot of broken windows going on. You know, for example, there was a lot of visible signs of crime, antisocial behavior, civil disorder, and urban environments that encourage further crime and disorder, including serious crime. So, I saw that often growing up. I saw vandalism, loitering, public drinking, public smoking, public weed smoking, jaywalking, jayrunning, and fare evasion. I saw a lot of stop and frisk in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. It was not easy to witness any of these things. I witnessed subversion, rebellion, treason, mutiny, espionage, sedition, terrorism, riot, unlawful assembly. I witnessed conspiracies and unlawful attempts. I witnessed public intoxication of alcohol. I witnessed public hardcore drug inebriation. I witnessed littering, excessive noise. I witnessed what is called vagrancy. I saw the condition of wandering homelessness without regular employment or income. Back then, the vagrants were called bums. Every now and then you hear the term vagabonds or vagabones, rogues, tramps, or drifters. They usually lived in poverty and supported themselves by traveling, engaging in begging, scavenging, petty theft, temporary work, or social security wherever available. They did petty crimes and lawlessness. I remember hearing excessive noise, which violated noise regulations. I saw breach of the peace, disturbing the peace back then. I saw possessions of any illegal contraband. I saw prohibited sexual behavior between consenting adults. I saw assisted suicide and smuggling. I saw recreational drug use. I saw commercial sex. I saw sexual services. In other words, in the crime world, they would call it hookers hooking. I saw that. They would call it whoring whores or hoeing hoes. I saw that. Now, you notice I didn't say those words to say those words. I'm telling you, that's how they talk in the crime world. They don't clean up anything. So sometimes I have to tell you what was said so people can understand how horrible the crime world can be. I saw smuggling goods, stolen goods. I saw middlemen, thieves, fencing, you know, receivers, movers, moving men. I saw scams of banks, scams of brokerage houses, scams of insurance companies, scams of financial institutions, large, small, in between. So I saw occupational crimes, thefts of company property, the misuse of information. I saw people drinking on the job, smoking on the job, getting fired for drinking and smoking on the job. And I saw people getting fired for sexual harassment on the job. In the crime world, they took me to certain people's workplaces and you would see these kinds of behaviors. I saw tax evasion. I saw tax avoidance. I saw bribery. Theft, burglaries, counterfeiting, counterfeit products, human smuggling. I saw the illegal trade, such as the drug trade, illegal weapons trade, prostitution, human trafficking, kidnapping, exotic wildlife trade, art theft, blood diamonds, heist, chop shops, illegal immigration, illegal immigration, import restrictions, export restrictions, providing contraband to prison inmates, or the theft of items being smuggled. I saw the illegal prostitution of, I did see illegal prostitution growing up. I saw the illegal transportation of objects, substances, information, or people, such as out of homes or buildings into a prison or across international borders in violations of applicable laws or other regulations. I saw those kind of things. So I saw smugglers. I saw... So basically, I saw the smuggling of goods. I saw people smuggling. I saw the involuntary trafficking of people. I saw the facilitation, transportation, attempted transportation, or illegal entry of a person or persons across international border in violation of one or more country's laws, either clandestinely or through deception, such as the use of fraudulent documents. I saw legal arms trade, smuggling of weapons, drug trafficking, alcohol rum running, and tobacco. So that's what I saw. I did see street harassment, panhandling, drug-related crimes, gambling. I saw violent aggression, homicide, assault, sexual assault, robbery, self-defense, use of force, acts of war. I saw life imprisonment, community sentences, rapes, murders, violent crimes, yeah, I saw them. Like, yeah, I saw murderers, active shooters, kidnappers, rapists, burglars, muggers, torturers, violent criminals that are pirates and hijackers of cars or aircraft, criminal organizations, gangsters, drug cartels, frequently employing violent criminals in their force, usually as enforcers or hitmen. I saw that. I saw female enforcers too. Female versions of hitmen too. I saw violent criminals displaying characteristics such as low anger threshold, disinhibition / absence of impulsivity control, strong dominant / territorial instinct, antisocial personality, psychological / mental health issues, and aggressive tendencies, which enable them to carry out usually violent acts. I saw extortion, endangerment, harassment, negligence, manslaughter, assault, robberies, shoplifting, threatened assault, including face-to-face and non-face-to-face physical assault. I saw anger, lack of self-control, mental instability. I saw threats, abductions, kidnappings, intimidations, sexual offenses, violence against the persons. I saw aggravated and simple assault. I saw shoplifting, motor vehicle theft, arson, larceny. I saw bicycle thefts, embezzlement. Mailboxing. I saw that. I saw illegal sales of alcohol, bootlegging. Child abuse, I saw. Domestic violence, bullying, I saw. Lynching, I saw. Mob rule, I saw. I saw mobbing. I saw racism. I saw vigilantism. I saw warning out of town, right? Warning out of town was a widespread method in the United States for established New England communities to pressure or coerce outsiders to settle elsewhere. I saw that all the time. I saw I saw some actual witch hunts in the crime world. It happens very little, but I saw it on a handful of occasions. I saw vigilantism. I saw posses. I saw kneecapping. I saw domestic terrorism. Honor rapes and honor killing. I saw those. I saw hate crimes happening to people based upon ethnicity, disability, language, nationality, physical appearance, political views and affiliation, age, religion, secularity, sex, gender identity, and sexual orientation. Usually the hate crimes were physical assault, homicide, damage to property, bullying, harassment, verbal abuse, which includes slurs or insults, mate crimes. Yep, I saw mate crimes. Offensive graffiti or letters. Hate mail. I've seen those. And I've heard of hate speech. Yes. I've witnessed organized crime version of summary executions. I witnessed the organized crime version of struggle sessions or denunciation rallies. I've witnessed tarring and feathering. I shit you not, I've seen it happen. I've seen public humiliation and public shaming. I've seen public floggings. I've seen public foot whippings. I've seen public birchings. I've seen torture marks. I've seen human branding. I've seen scarification. I've seen corpse. I've seen autopsies. I've seen registered sex offenders and unregistered sex offenders. I've seen public beatings. I've I've seen public mutilations. I've seen public corporal punishment. Adults to adults to kids, and kids to adults. I've seen dunce caps actually put on people. I've seen self-flagellation. I've seen mortification of the flesh. I've seen public spankings. Adults to kids to adults, adults to adults. I've seen collateral damage. I've seen disappearances, vanishing, fading, departures, ebbing away, removals, dissipations, ceasing to exist, ceasing to appear, desertions, flights, retirements, escapes, exoduses, vanishing points, goings, disintegrations, exits, withdrawals, declines and falls, eclipses, escapes, evaporations. I saw violent disagreements, violent discord, violent contentions, violent strife, violent conflicts, violent controversy, violent wrangles, violent dissensions, violent animosity, violent ill feelings, violent ill wills, violent misunderstandings, violent division, violent opposition, violent hostility, violent breaches, violent discord, violent feuds, violent clashings, violent antagonisms, violent bickerings, violent squabbles, violent tensions, violent splits, violent quarreling, violent falling outs, violent breaks, violent ruptures, violent quarrels, violent clashes, violent oppositions, violent contacts, violent frictions, violent battles, violent competitions, violent fights, violent inconsistencies, violent discrepancies, violent dissimilarities, violent disparities, violent differences, violent disputes, violent arguments. And because of violence, I saw men in the crime world becoming disabled, handicapped, incapacitated, physically challenged, injured, crippled, helpless, wrecked, stalled, maimed, wounded, mangled, lame, mutilated, run down, worn out, weakened, impotent, castrated, paralyzed, senile, decrepit, laid up, done for, done in, cracked up, out of action, hurt, useless, weak, not healthy, not strong, not capable. I saw people being murderously discarded, murderously rejected, murderously repudiated, murderously cast off, murderously thrown away, murderously dismantled, murderously dismissed, murderously useless, murderously damaged, murderously outworn, murderously worn out, murderously done with, murderously run down, murderously not worth saving. in the minds of the murderers. Murderously abandoned, murderously obsolete, murderously shelved, murderously neglected, murderously deserted, murderously forsaken, murderously outmoded, murderously out of date, murderously out of style, murderously out of fashion, murderously old-fashioned, murderously old hat, murderously not kept, murderously not worthwhile, murderously not modern, the minds of the murderers. I really want to harp on this point. I saw mate crimes often. Mate crimes is a form of crime in which a perpetrator befriends a vulnerable person with the intention of then exploiting the person financially, physically, and sexually. Mate, British slang for friend, crime perpetrators take advantage of the isolation and vulnerability of the victim to win their confidence. And some of these vulnerable persons lack mental capacities. Oh, I did see cuckooing. Cuckooing is a form of action termed by the police in which the home of a vulnerable person is taken over by a criminal in order to use it to deal, store, take drugs, facilitate sex work as a place for them to live, and to financially abuse the tenant. The practice associated with county lines drug trafficking, which I saw growing up. And then, last thing I saw was, fearsome catastrophes, fearsome calamities, fearsome mishaps, fearsome mischances, fearsome misadventures, fearsome misery, fearsome accidents, fearsome troubles, fearsome casualties, fearsome inflictions, fearsome afflictions, fearsome strokes, fearsome havocs, fearsome ravages, fearsome wrecks, fearsome fatalities, fearsome grief, fearsome crash, fearsome devastation, fearsome desolation, fearsome hardship, fearsome blows, fearsome ruins, fearsome reverses, fearsome emergencies, fearsome scourges, fearsome convulsions, fearsome tragedies, fearsome adversity, fearsome bad luck, fearsome upheavals, and fearsome disasters. Now, those are the very last parts of my forced life and organized crime. And I want to now basically tell you what I learned from being in such a world is this. Here are the things that happen. When people are not protected. I'm also emphasizing the mayhem of evil behavior, evil bearing, evil deportment, evil comportment, evil demeanor, evil air, evil presence, evil carriage, evil conduct, evil manners, evil actions, evil attitudes, evil way of life, evil speech, evil talk, evil tone, evil morals, evil habits, evil tact, evil version of social graces, evil's version of correctness, evil's version of decorum, evil's form, evil's version of convention, evil's version of propriety, evil's taste, evil's version of management, evil's routines, evil practices, evil what's done, evil styles, evil expressions, evil performance, evil codes, evil roles, evil's observances, evil course, evil guises, G-U-I-S-C, evil acts, evil deeds, evil's version of ethics, evil's ways, and evil's fronts. Evil has its own version of beliefs, ideas, opinions, faiths, creeds, tenets, doctrines, principles, feelings, hopes, intuitions, views, expectations, acceptance, trust, notion, persuasion, position, understanding, conviction, confidence, suspicion, knowledge, conclusion, presumption, surmise, hypothesis, thinking, judgment, certainty, impression, assumption, conjecture, fancy, theory, guess, conceptions, and inferences. No more crime episodes about my childhood. I'm so grateful and humble for this. I've been waiting a long-ass motherfucking time for this goddamn moment. So I also saw, I saw football trafficking. I saw child camel jockeys. I saw illicit international adoption. I saw trafficking for early marriage. I saw recruitment as child soldiers. I saw for use as begging or as athletes in children. I saw child exploitation. I saw forced child labor services. I saw child slavery practices similar to child slavery. I saw child servitude, the removal of child organs. I saw child harvesting. I saw child labor. I saw parents selling children of theirs to traffickers in order to pay off debts or gain income. Into prospects of training a better life for their children, or because they just didn't care about their children at all. So yes, I saw parents selling their children into labor, sex trafficking, illegal adoptions. I saw when the abuse was sometimes resulted in cases of trafficking of babies and pregnant women around the world. I saw the sexual abuse and sexual exploitation of children, the sexploitation of children. I saw child trafficking, child laundering. I saw child brothels, child sex clubs, child sex parties. I saw child sex work. I saw child domestic or service industry. I saw forced child marriages. I saw unfree child labor. I saw child labor trafficking, so child bonded labor, involuntary child servitude, child domestic servitude. I saw child domestic work, child agriculture, child construction, child manufacturing, child entertainment, child smuggling, bondage, child bondage. I saw a sweatshop, child factory, labor, agricultural child labor, child service industry labor, child begging, child food services, child janitorial work. I saw commercial demand for child sex. Child fraud factories. I saw child organ theft, child organ trade, and then this is also what I saw when it. So I saw child human trafficking, child sexual slavery, child commercial sexual exploitation, child forced labor. And then I noticed adult human trafficking, adult forced labor, adult sexual slavery, commercial adult sexual exploitation, adult smuggling. I witnessed trafficking of adults, adult harvesting, adult football trafficking, adult camel jockeys, trafficking for early marriage for adults, the removal of adult organs, adult servitude, adult slavery, practice similar to adult slavery, adult forced labor or services, adult exploitation, recruitment of adult soldiers illegally, for use in begging or as athletes, you know, when it came to the adults, adult labor, adult sex trafficking, adult brothels, adult sex clubs, adult sex parties, adult sex work, forced adult marriages, adult bonded labor, involuntary adult servitude, domestic adult servitude, adult domestic work, adult agriculture, adult construction, adult manufacturing, adult entertainment. Labor, adult trafficking, like I saw the labor, child trafficking. Unfree adult labor, like I saw the unfree child labor. Adult bonded labor. Saw adults within domestic servitude, agricultural labor, sweatshop, factory labor, janitorial, food service, other service industry labor, and begging. I saw adults and all these things. Adult organ trade, adult organ theft, adult fraud factories. Commercial demand for adult sex. This is what I saw. I saw child human trafficking victims and adult human trafficking victims facing violence from many sources, which included customers, pimps, brothel owners, recurrers, brothel keepers, madams, traffickers, and corrupt law enforcement officials and corrupt government officials. That's what I saw. I saw all of them sex trafficking children and adults. I also saw the three phases of trafficking: recruitment, initiation, indoctrination. Traffickers using foot in the door techniques of persuasion to lead their victims into various trafficking industries. I saw traffickers take advantage of family dysfunction, homelessness, and history of childhood abuse to psychologically manipulate adults and children into the trafficking industry. I saw forced prostitution in adults and children. I saw traffickers take advantage of adults and children by luring them all into the business through force and coercion, but more often through false promises of love, security, and protection. Yes, I saw traffickers turn human beings into slaves. I saw the perpetrators employing tactics that did lead to the psychological consequences of learned helplessness and learned hopelessness for the victims, where they did sense they no longer had any autonomy nor control over their lives. I saw traffickers holding some of their victims captive, some of them exposing some of their victims to large amounts of alcohol and drugs and tobacco, to smoking products to keep them in isolation, withhold food or sleep. I saw the traffickers employing practices of sexual abuse, torture, brainwash, repeated rape, and physical assault until their victims submit to their fate as a sexual slave, sex slave, experiencing verbal threat, social isolation, intimidation before they accept their role as an involuntarily prostitute. The characterization of violence I saw too. I saw the domestic violence, complex trauma. Some of them did have the contraction of STDs and STIs. That's what I saw too. So what I saw was I saw adult human trafficking, child human trafficking occurring so frequently and easily and effortlessly. It didn't feel like they put work in because it just kept happening so normally. And so I saw the sexual exploitation of adults and children. I saw the use of adults and children in sexual activities remunerated in cash and in kind, commonly known as child prostitution. And in this case, voluntary adult prostitution in the streets, outdoors, brothels, discotheques, massage parlors, bars, hotels, motels, restaurants, all private places, all public places, the trafficking of adults and children for the sex trade. I saw child sex tourism and voluntary adult sex tourism. I saw the production, promotion, distribution of pornography involving children and, voluntarily speaking, the adults. I saw the use of adults and children in sex shows, public or private, all involuntarily. I saw children in armed forces, the military use of children. I saw involuntary military use of adults. I saw involuntarily adults in armed forces. I saw children and adults in drug trades. I saw a child and adult begging. I saw the arms trafficking of adults and children. I saw child selling and adult selling. I saw marketing directed at children and adults. I saw adult laundering, adult selling to child buyers and adult buyers. I saw that as well. So I saw child and adult sexual abuse, child and adult abuses, child marriage, adult marriage, children and adults in the military voluntarily speaking. I saw the pimp control trafficking of adults and children. I saw child and adult grooming, child sexual grooming, adult sexual grooming, the gang control trafficking of adults and children, the male and female versions of Romeo pimps and lover boys. I saw adult branding and child branding, familiar trafficking of adults and children, cyber sex trafficking of adults and children. I saw adult and child sexual slavery, adult and child sexual exploitation, adult and child sex exploitation. I saw the concubinage of adults and children. I saw the commercial sexual exploitation of adults, the commercial sexual exploitation of children, child prostitution, involuntary adult prostitution. I saw child pornography, involuntary adult pornography. Forced prostitution of adults and kids. I saw bride and groom kidnapping, rapture. And the last thing I saw was the illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing, IUU, in the I saw that. I saw illegal fishing, unreported fishing, and unregulated fishing. The crime world has its evil ways of interrogating, cross-examining, grilling, giving to the third degree, examining, questioning, inquiries, curries, investigations, interpretations, and talking heads, as well as answers, replies, responses, and reactions. The crime world has its evil ways of interviewing, meeting audiences, conferences, communication, conversation, getting opinions, consulting with, oral examination to get something for the record, hold an inquiry. I've seen it happen often. I am just so appreciative of the fact that I maintained my soft heart all these years, even though the crime world tried to make me hard-hearted. I succeeded, and they have failed miserably.